Good morning. Yes, it's still morning. 10:09 in the morning. Just barely morning, but still morning. Actually, mid-morning. It's October. The heck is today? October 17th. October 17th. 10:17. 10:09 a.m. Yeah, it'll be 10:17. 10:17 before I get back to the house. So, did I just shut it off? No, I think it's okay. Still recording. Okay. Busy day today. Gosh, so much to do. Today is 1,000 miles. When I get back to the house today, I will have completed 1,000 miles of walking and talking on my morning walk. Woohoo! What am I going to do to celebrate? Not a whole lot. I'm going to get back to work. The Mile High Con starts Friday, goes through the weekend. I'll be going down there for the weekend, so I'll have another couple of days to podcast before I get there. Probably won't put out a podcast Saturday or Sunday. I don't know if I can find somebody who's willing to play along. I may do an interview or something while I'm there, but we'll see. Actually, I'm on a panel with one of the functional nerds. So perhaps I'll interview him. Could be fun. Let's see. So today, I'm scrambling to try to find business cards. Somehow, I always wait until... Oh yeah, I probably should have some business cards. And, if I order them today and have priority shipping, I can have some sent from Moo Cards at $1 a piece. And I'm thinking, you know, I really don't need cards that badly. Really what I need is a simple card just to get through this event. And then what I'll do is I'll order some Moo Cards. I'm also thinking of doing trading cards. I got to talk to some of the other Balticon people so that when we get to Balticon, we've all got trading cards that we can mix and match and trade with our friends, sign them for people who have ebooks, stuff like that. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. I think that'd be something for us to play with.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. So, I've been looking at trading cards at gotprint.com. They're called collectible cards. But put an image on one side, and it's like, I think like a baseball card, where you put a picture on one side and you put text on the other. And I think I can do something like put a QR code on the back and book cover on the front and maybe a picture of me, one. Let's see how this works out. I have a really nice fan art of Otto Krug as a young man, so maybe I'll make a trading card of him. Now I need one of Ishmael. This is the only problem. I don't have one of Ishmael. I don't have one of Tanith, although I could make one of Tanith, I think. I have actually created Tanith in Second Life and have images of her standing near the ocean in Second Life, standing in the woods with her staff. So perhaps I'll do something there. I don't know. Hey, but it's an interesting thing. It's something that's a little bit fun. Something that we can do to give a little something to the fans. But the Moo Cards with the covers, I did some brief mock-ups this morning. And those are sweet. Not the mini cards, but the full Moo Card multi-pack. You can get as many different backs as you want for one low price. So a pack of 50 with 5 different book covers. In reality, I suppose, the right thing to do is to put book 1, Quarter Share, book 1, Ravenwood, and just have 2 cards. But the opportunity to have all the cards is like, oh yeah, that's a good bit. That could be cool. So, yeah, I got to order some Moo cards. I'll get those in time for a cosign, which is in January. I won't have to hurry things too badly. Oh, and somebody asked for previews of covers. Yes, yes. You'd like to see what these new covers look like. I'm sure you would. And perhaps I'll tease one of them out here. I've got Courtier almost ready to re-release. And I don't think Robin has pulled hers down yet, which is kind of a pain in the ass. But I think she said she was waiting for mine to go up before she pulls hers down. I don't think that's really a viable choice, but that's okay. It's her choice to make. The reality is that if they're up past November 6th, she's infringing copyright. So not that I'd expect too many people are going to buy them between now and then. So Courtier is almost ready to go up in ebook form. It's going to be a while for paper. I know, people, sorry. Paper will come. I promise paper will come. It'll be much easier to do all the paperback books at once, once I've got all the ebooks up and working. So, yeah. I say that. It's probably not true. I have to go back and look at that. I've got to get the paperback version of Zyphira's Call up, and I still have to fix the cover for Ravenwood. I've got an order that I can't fill because I don't have any books, and I don't want to order another case of the old cover. So I've got Bruce Coombs, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I do have your order. I'm not ignoring you. It's been there several weeks. Sorry. But I don't have any books. So I don't even have any books to take down to Mile High. I do have some leftovers, some double shares I could take down. I've got a few copies of Quarter Share I think I could take down. I probably ought to donate a couple to the literacy. It reminds me, I owe books to Jesse Sharrow that I haven't sent that were probably due like August 1st. It's a problem without having an order, but doing donations is that I lose track of stuff. I gotta get better at tracking because I'm the only one who can do it now. So, yeah. Let's see what else. So, business cards, haircut, beard trim. I need to get cleaned up a little bit. I'm gonna be sitting on panels. I'm gonna be meeting fans. I'd like to be at least moderately presentable. The beard has gotten to the billy goat stage. I think I'm going to have them trim it off even. Neat. Hair's gotten too long. I've got a comb over going again. That's not good. So yeah, we got to do that today. Tomorrow morning is high school day. And I've got Friday morning to do some work around if I need to, because I won't be able to go down before I pick kids up from school. Unless my wife stays home from work on Friday, which is possible. In fact, highly likely. So we'll see how this goes. I'm trying not to count on Friday to do anything except pack and leave. And if I have to do something like pick up kids before I go, then that's how it's going to be. So, yeah, I'm not planning on taking a lot of books. I'm not planning on taking anything but me and my phone. My netbook loaded with South Coast. I heard back from some of the beta readers on South Coast, one of the beta readers on South Coast, and yeah, it's working. Morning. So I'll be definitely punching that one out as soon as I get the cover from the guy in the UK, and as soon as I get through and get it edited. It hasn't even had a copy edit yet, so I'm pushing the envelope here and counting down. I got a couple people reading it, but they're reading before I've had a chance to go through and straighten out and clean up and deal with the point of view shifts that I was so concerned about are apparently in my head and not necessarily a problem with the story. I've been compared favorably to Jody Picot, who is very nice. And thank you very much for that compliment. Now, if I could sell as many as she does, that would be cool. Oh, speaking of sell, Alsobots, the Amazon algorithms have been working against me for the last 2 or 3 days. Usually after about a week, 7 days, Alsobots, the ribbon of customers who bought this book also bought these books, show up on your page. Now, for looking at Zephyr's Call, we now have a list of Alsobots that are pretty familiar to most people. But the challenge here is not that the books show up pointing at other titles, but the other side of that is also true. The other titles begin to show Zephyr's Call as people who bought this book also bought that book. So it helps to drive traffic. It helps to move people along to buy my book as well, which is always something that I'm in favor of. Oh, and apparently the panel that Murr, Lafferty, Hugh Howey, and I did with John Miro on Monday morning, I think it was, that's up at servingworlds.com. And if you missed the workshop session from the Roundtable podcast, that's up on writerspodcast.com. writersroundtablepodcast.com. I can't remember what it is now. I'll find it. I'll get the link and I'll put it in my various one of the audio pages on nathanlowell.com, so it'll be there. But whatever Dave Robeson's and Brian Humphrey's webpage. Oh, and speaking of Dave Robeson, I was fiddling around yesterday looking for something, and I forget what. And I stumbled across the District of Wonders video. They've got, it's a 3 minute long, 3.5 minute long video trailer for the District of Wonders, which is the Tony C. Smith four-headed dog, Starship Sofa, Tales to Terrify with Larry Santoro, and Crime City Central, which I've got another, I've got another story to read for them. I've got to get that done. And then Dave Robeson is hosting Protecting Project Pulp, which is some of the old pulp shorts, public domain stuff that they're having get read and produced for Project Pulp, which is kind of cool. And their audio producer contacted me a couple days ago about getting a story read for them as well. So perhaps I'll be on all four. Singing by the Fire came out pretty good, I thought. I listened to just pieces of it to see how it mixed in, and it seemed to go pretty well. Shooter on Crime City Central, episode 8, that went pretty well, I think. I haven't heard much from Tony, so I don't have one pending for Tony C. Smith at the moment. I don't believe. So yeah, something new and exciting. I'm trying to think of what I talked about yesterday in case there's people who gave up and wanted to hear what I had to say about some topic or another. I'm reading Brian Humphrey's book, Sense Memory. It's a paranormal thriller. And he hasn't published it yet. He's let me read it before he goes through and does his final edit even. And yikes, this is good stuff. Now, I'm not a paranormal thriller reader, but yeah, I can't put it down. I'm still, you know, trying to find time where I can read a few more pages in between tasks. So I'm looking forward to having that get out and get out in the world so people begin to know who Brian Humphrey is, besides Dave Robeson's sidekick on Writer's Podcast. So very cool. Let's see. Oh, the weeds. There's a big stand of weeds that has now turned yellow. So quite pretty. It's a breezy day, and a lot of leaves are probably going to not survive the day. But it's a lot of color right now, a lot of yellows, a little bit of green. Just a couple of trees are red. That's one thing we don't have a lot here, at least not where I am locally, is a lot of red trees. There aren't even the maples here turn sort of a yellowish color. I'm not seeing the sorts of reds and golds. It's very, very yellow. Some gold, but very yellow leaves. Dry mouth this morning. I've had too much coffee, not enough water. I'm gonna get to any audio work today, so I guess it doesn't matter that much. Whew. So much to do, holy crap. I need a day-to-day, what am I gonna do today list, I think. I have my big schedule on the wall. That helps keep me focused on long-term stuff, but like I've got to print a mailing label, I got to mail some books today. I got to go and drop some stuff off for my wife at the post office. So I may as well take those books with me and mail. Gift books mostly. Trying to think. Haircut, business cards. If I get the business cards started today at the local print shop, perhaps having them by Friday morning is not going to cost me too much. Worst case is I'll order them online from Kinko's and go pick them up in an hour. It's a little expensive, but definitely doable. And I don't need too many, so. But here I am, 1,000 miles. I did it. Talking on my morning walk. Walking on my morning talk. Thank you very much for coming along with me. Thanks for being here for the first 1,000 miles. And I hope that we're here for another couple thousand anyway. So for now, you know, tomorrow's another day. And I'll talk to you then.